Hello and welcome to the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. I'm Jamie Osborne, your host, and this is episode 62. The Audiosyncrasy Podcast is a celebration of all things New Age music. Some call it contemporary instrumental, some call it electroacoustic fusion, some call it New Age. None of us like the name, but that's because in a world of pigeonholes, this music defies all of them. And that's what we celebrate on the podcast, this music that is ever diverse, ever vibrant, and ever interesting, at least in my opinion. This is a podcast based on the radio show I have that has been on the air for over 10 years. This music really taking off in the early 80s and still going strong despite the fact that no more labels exist. These artists are still creating beautiful music, and now they just share it with me so that I can share it with you. And that's the whole point of the Audiosyncrasy Podcast, and I'm very glad you found it, very glad you've downloaded it, and I hope you enjoy this. This is free for the taking, and spread it around and tell all your friends about it as well. Well, on this episode 62 of the podcast, I thought we would take a look at some of the new releases that have come into the library that are podcast-friendly. All of these artists have given me permission to play their music in this venue. And in our first set, we're going to take a visit over to Spain and enjoy the music of José Luis Serrano Esteban. We're going to go down to Mexico for an American living there named Joseph Solinger, who plays some beautiful guitar. And we're going to start it off with one of the most amazing artists in our genre. It's pianist Stanton Lanier. And he does some amazing things. He records his CDs up in Will Ackerman's studio up in Imaginary Road Studios up in Vermont, and he does some amazing stuff, especially with this voice. How can you beat a voice like Noah Wilding starting things off on Bread of Angels on this episode of Audiosyncrasy? Enjoy. Thank you. taking a little bit of a trip around the world in episode 62 of the Idiosyncrasy podcast. We started in America with Stanton Lanier's new CD, 1,000 Years. Stanton is a great friend of the podcast and one of the early adopters, shall we say. And all of his releases have been very podcast friendly, and we always thank Stanton for that. His latest one, 1,000 Years, is recorded at Will Ackerman's Imaginary Road Studios up in New Hampshire. And he has a host of folks performing with him on the CD, but I can never resist a track that has the soaring vocals of Noah Wilding behind it. And so I had to choose Bread of Angels to start things off today on the Idiosyncrasy podcast, episode 62. Find Stanton on the web at stantonlanier, LANIER.com. His new one is 1,000 Years. Well, then we traveled to Mexico for an American living in Mexico for Joseph Solinger's CD, Earth Voyage. And our guitar track in the middle was High Tide, a beautiful one from Joseph Solinger. JosephSolinger.com is where he's at. Now, Joseph's an interesting story, too, as he is living abroad and teaching guitar at the university, the National Autonomous University in Mexico City. So there you go. That's one way to practice your trade and do so in an interesting locale. So Joseph Solinger's CD, Earth Voyage, is found at josephsolinger.com, S-U-L-L-I-N-G-E-R. And our international tour finally went abroad for good when we visited the music of José Luis Serrano Esteban. His CD, A New Horizon Special Edition, came into the Idiosyncrasy Library right around the first of the year. And it's really interesting stuff. As you heard, a very simple little melody evolves into something like a little anthem for as close as we can get it in the New Age world anyway. The track was called Vida, or Life, from José Luis Serrano Esteban. He lives in Spain, and his music is very compelling to listen to, and you might want to check it out. In fact, check out all these artists, I hope. José Luis's music is found at jlsemusic.com. José Luis Serrano Esteban, those four initials, music.com. Pretty clever of the young men. Well, our next set of Idiosyncrasy, our concluding trio, continues our around the world theme. We're going to hear music from a Canadian next, and then we're going to go all the way to across the pond, as they say, to Britain for a duet of actually an artist you're listening to right now. I speak over Soundition still, but we're going to go to their newest track, The Speaking Earth, a little later, and we'll wind it back up in America with Donovan Johnson, but from Canada, and what's currently the number one CD on the New Age Reporter website or zonemusicreporter.com is what it's called now, is Canadian Bob Ardern's Wires, Rosewood and Roots. I love this track. It's called Scotch Rocks on the Idiosyncrasy podcast. Thank you. I bet you forgot for a minute that you were listening to a New Age podcast. That's right. That's the music of Donovan Johnson winding up Audiosyncrasies episode 62. A sort of a trip around the world. In our second set, we began with the music of Canadian Bob Ardern. It's a CD that happens to be, as I record this, number one on the Zone Music Reporter charts. It's Wires, Rosewood, and Roots. It's a beautiful CD, and I love that track called Scotch Rocks. It started off our second half of the podcast. Bob Ardern, ARDERN.ca. Remember, he's Canadian, eh? Check out that CD. It's really, really good. Very deserving of the number one spot. After that, we took a step over to the other side of the pond for Soundition. Now, you hear Soundition a lot on the podcast. It's just that I'm talking over them most of the time. However, Kit and Odette have a new CD out. It's called The Speaking Earth. It's been out a couple of months now. It's really, really good. I don't, on the podcast or the radio show, play a lot of electronica, but I like Soundition because I like electronica that has character and can stand on its own, and all the time their music does. It's really good stuff. Amber Sky from Soundition's The Speaking Earth. Soundition, SoundiCian.com. And as I said, we wound it up with American Donovan Johnson bringing things home on his CD October. He just sent me a whole bunch of his music, and how can you resist a track like Jubilate? Yeah, you didn't think New Age music could have a beat, but nonetheless it does, and that's the really cool thing. I think I may have to hand Donovan Johnson the mantle that used to be carried by the late, great Matt Bachrach, as a very bright and upbeat pianist with a whole lot of different styles, and he tours a lot, so he does a lot of the things that the late Matt Bachrach does, too. You can check him out at donovanjohnson.net. I just learned that he'll be doing a Gulf Coast tour this summer. Stops will be Houston. I'm going to try and make sure I can attend that concert as well. Donovan Johnson, his CD October features that beautiful track called Jubilate. DonovanJohnson.net. All of these artists work hard for your support and your attention, so I certainly hope that you will check them out. That's part of what we do here on Audiosyncrasy, is we connect your ears with their music, and it's always been my pleasure to do that for over 12 years on the radio show, at least 62 episodes worth on the podcast. All of the music you hear on the podcast is played with the express written permission of these artists, so I certainly hope you'll support them, and if you do, tell them Audiosyncrasy sent you. That includes the theme to the podcast, which is, you'll hear in a moment, is David Alonzo's Skyline Fire Dance, or the track, I should say, is Prelude to the Dance from that 1995 CD, davidalonzo.com. All of the playlists and audio can be found for the podcasts going all the way back to episode 1 on my website at radio.jamieo.com, and you'll just look for that episodes link in the upper right hand corner, and that will hook you up to all of the podcasts. You can listen to them there, or you can find the subscription links in iTunes. There's even a mobile site if you'd like to listen to the podcast on your phone or tablet device. Just go to radio.jmeo.com/audiosyn with capital letters. You'll find that those eight letters, audiosyn, are sort of our symbol on the web, as that's where our Facebook handle is, facebook.com/audiosyn, and Twitter is audiosyn. I'm Jamie O on both of those as well. If you'd like to get in touch with us or let us know how you feel about the show, or even suggest music if you're an artist, audiosynpodcast. Now, I couldn't do audiosyn@gmail.com. That was taken. But audiosynpodcast@gmail.com is how you can get a hold of us, or do so via the Facebook or Twitter. Not just as well. And then, in addition, you can find playlists for the show and the podcast posted at zonemusicreporter.com that you heard me talking about earlier. It's also in the show notes here. And I post them everywhere I can, because it's my job to make sure that you can support these artists and let them know what you think of their great music. I certainly hope you've enjoyed the podcast. I've enjoyed bringing it to you. The podcast graphic comes to you from FireBliss. Photo edits by FireBliss. You find her at myspace.com/photoedits by FireBlyss. That's going to wrap up episode 62 of the Audiosyncrasy podcast. My apologies for making this a little bit more irregular than even I tend to or want to, but I will make every effort to get them back to something of a normal schedule. My life is a little bit in an upheaval at the moment, but that's how it always goes, right? Well, in any case, I'll see you again on the next episode of the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. In the meantime, my friends, enjoy the music, tell your friends about the podcast, and support these fabulous artists. They're certainly worthy of it. And I hope you'll join me again in episode 63 of the Audiosyncrasy Podcast, coming soon.